You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Hello again and welcome to our thought for the day. Our readings today are taken from Genesis chapter 24, Psalms 29 and 30, and Matthew chapter 15. And our thought is, what defiles a person? The world today is very conscious of cleanliness. And did you know, when you go to the doctors, he or she will thoroughly wash their hands before they examine you? But you know, they only learned to do this 150 years ago. They also learned that this was the reason why some of those they operated on had died. The value of the cleanliness laws in the commands God gave to Moses was then acknowledged. These laws stressed the great importance of washing the body and clothes, especially when exposed to anything unclean. See, for example, Leviticus chapter 14 and verses 8 and 9. Today, soaps and other cleansing agents are strongly marketed. This is good, except for the fancy high-priced varieties produced, and we suspect with a profit motive. Jewish priests in the days of Jesus had turned cleanliness into a ritual that made them feel more righteous. See Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. And they criticized Jesus for letting his disciples eat with unwashed hands. We read in Mark chapter 7, verses 2 to 5. In our reading of Matthew 15 today, Jesus calls them hypocrites and said, "These people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 7 and 9. Then he called people to him and said, "Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth." Verse 11. His disciples query him as to what he means by this, and he tells them, "What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defiles a person." The thought comes first, then the deeds follow. Our world is full of this kind of defilement. Before every wrongdoing comes wrong thinking. TV, DVDs, and many magazines feed the human minds, defiling them, making them inclined to think and imagine fleshly, godless actions. More people, especially the young, are turning thoughts into actions, emulating what they feed their minds on. The extreme examples are the senseless shooting rampages. Sources of defilement are everywhere today, making it more essential than ever to feed our minds with the Word of God every day. And it must be a balanced meal, not just reading the bits we like and which may not challenge our consciences. Jesus condemns those whose distorted application of the divine revelation have made void the Word of God. Let us be fully awake to what can defile us and read God's Word with a sincere heart. Well, thank you for joining us once again for Thought of the Day. We pray that this may help you in your daily walk. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.